once you see past narcissism, you see the whole system. System. The energy of the flesh. Think about it. A narcissist has been playing this game their whole life to survive. That's all they know is the energy of the flesh. Really think about that. Once you understand that the average person who's not a narcissist they really have no desire to control or lead or be a reptilian shapeshifter. They have no desire to control or lead and think about the pride and the gall of these narcissists. They think they can lead people, but what are they leading them into? If they're not leading them to Jesus, what are they leading them into? The devil. So let's look at Elon or any of these top leaders. They're not leading you into truth. Think about that. I mean, really, think about the leaders that you've known. They're not leading you into truth. They're leading you into delusions and fake reality and future faking. And I mean, look at Amazon. Look at UPS. Look at FedEx. I've talked to a lot of those employees. Those companies are not leading them people to be a healthy, wealthy, and wise person. They're leading them down a life of frustration. They're not picking people up. They're pushing people down. But they put on, now think about this, they put on like they're on your team, but they're not. They're not. Think about Hitler and Stalin and Bush and Obama and all these people going to war. And thinking they are, I mean, if you look at them, they talk like they're a savior. Just step back. Take your emotions out of it and just look how they think they're saviors. Instead of pointing to Jesus, we're going to do this. I'm going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to change this. We're going to fix this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. They're bad. I'm good. They're bad. I'm good. Think about North Korea leader. The Chinese leadership. Ruling with an iron thumb. They don't know what servant leadership is. They don't know really half of what you know, but they act like they do. There's no servant leadership. There's dictator leadership. They don't even know what it means. Go to your average corporation and say, what's your teaching about leadership? And they'll tell you all this, and they might give you a few books, or they might do this. And then you say, well, I don't see any books about servant leadership. And they say, what's that? Jesus said the greatest among you is a servant, right? And they'll say, what's that? Servant leadership. They don't see it that way. They don't see servant leadership. That's an oxymoron to them. To the flesh mind, it don't make sense. To the spirit mind, it makes total sense. In this society, I don't know how any marriage makes it, because everybody's so caught up with the Babylonian mindset. It's just off the roof.